Okay, Luke got most of his information probably from interviewing eyewitnesses as time went on, but we have no record that he was ever there in the moment, right? And Mark, we're told, writes his account out from his very close association over years with Peter. So you're getting Peter's version, but you're getting it from what he told Mark. Matthew was there. John was there for everything. And John didn't miss nothing, okay? So this man, who was a tax collector, who was obviously a very detailed person, kept record of a lot of things, and also, I believe, as the Spirit of God inspired him to write, he was trying to be as accurate as he could. And the Son of God said, "Our Father in the heavens, distinguish your name, your kingdom come, your will become, just as in heaven, so also, just as in heaven, so also upon earth." And we have these people come along hundreds of years in the case of the English translations, you'd be talking about somewhere around 1400 and something years later, and say, "Oh, it doesn't really matter what the Son of God said. We're just going to say heaven. Because after all," right? Does that seem odd to you? Do you care? No. It's important to me. And I'm not trying to say that anything is infallible other than God, and that's who we're talking about. So I don't understand that. I think these things are important. And when we talk about heavens, that's like plural, right? How many are there? I mean, I would have loved to have had a picture of several expressions right there. Well, we know there's at least three. We don't know. There may be 12. We don't know. But we know there's at least three because over in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2, Paul says that he knows of a man, whether he was in the body or out of the body, he doesn't know, but God knows. But there was a man who was harpizo. You could almost hear harpooned in there. He was snatched up, caught up. And then you have this word chaos, which means as far as or up to. So that's why you don't, I don't know, but anyway, he said he knew a man who was snatched as far as the third heaven. What does that mean? I don't know. I mean, there's an elevator, the third floor is the boutique lounge. I don't know what goes on the third level, but because of that, we know there's levels. And he went on to say, what? Well, did he go by the first or second, or did they number from one down? Would it start at 10? I don't know. But I know that it was a big deal because what he said also, which is very curious, the way it said again, this man, whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know, but this man heard things that were, and the King James uses unlawful, some say not permitted to be spoken. When you dig into the word again, it's not exactly unlawful because it's made up from est, okay? And what that means is out from being. In other words, what he said was, and this you can identify with it, this man heard things that he's not able, and laleo, really, to talk about something, okay? He's not able to talk about it. Have you experienced things in your lives? Have you seen things in your heart, as we say, your spirit, your mind, and you've tried to describe them to people and just kind of can't? Right? It's very difficult to describe what you saw. Exactly. I experience that, and trying to share it with y'all sometimes is really frustrating because I don't know how you get words, paint pictures in people's mind. You hear, but you see. And that's just so wonderful, isn't it? I mean, God is magnificent. You hear these words, but it paints pictures in your minds. And to me, it's very simple to say what Paul said using looking into those words. Paul said, this man, whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know, God knows, heard things that he's not able to talk about. Okay? Doesn't mean it's unlawful. That's really not the word. It doesn't even necessarily mean not permitted. It's really just maybe he couldn't or he wouldn't, okay? But he didn't. And most everybody agrees, I think so too, that Paul is describing himself. And I've even heard people say, I don't know that it's true, but it makes sense. Remember when Paul was stoned and they drug him outside the city and said he was dead? Remember that? And the disciples came around him and began to, quote, praise and pray. And he got up. He just got up and went back to the city, and then the next day he left. So the man went from dead to alive. I think maybe during that period of time may have been when he was snatched up and heard stuff. I don't know. Could have been just on an ordinary day. I don't know. But we know from that first of all, that happens. Secondly, there's at least three levels. So it's proper to make sure you use the plural when it's there, because you may not know, you may not be aware of why it's different. Got it? Okay. How many of you have had that experience with God where when you came to yourself, you really weren't sure whether it actually happened or not? Anybody been there? I see a couple of hands. It's fun. I know to describe it, not belabor the point, but to describe it. You ever wake up from a dream and for a moment